You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, allow me to congratulate you on assuming the role of coordinator of subsidiary body two. You can count on my delegation's full support. Mr. Chair, over three decades ago, I started my diplomatic career as an arms control and disarmament desk officer in Geneva. When I returned to the field of disarmament after this break, I was honestly surprised with the state of play. Although progress was made on certain issues since the 1990s, I noted with astonishment that we still have a long way to go on so many other matters. Disarmament, of course, is essentially one of the most challenging issues in international relations. At first glance, consenting to self-imposing restrictions on states' sovereign rights to armament may seem counterintuitive. However, disarmament and risk reduction are as fundamental as armament and deterrence for enduring peace. Seizing the opportunity this informal meeting provides us to speak from the heart, I want to emphasize that we, as the CD community, can do better. I would like to thank each and everyone who contributed to the adoption of the decision on the work of the conference. I hope this august body continues to produce more outcomes that enjoy consensus. Mr. Chair, turning to the topic of our meeting today, allow me to share our thoughts on the work on preventing a nuclear war. As many, including High Representative Nakamitsu, underlined at the second NPT PrepCom in preceding weeks, the shadow cast by nuclear weapons have darkened. Steep rise in dangerous inflammatory nuclear rhetoric undermining the realization of the long-standing understanding that nuclear war must never be fought is a disquieting trend. The centerpiece mechanism for nuclear nonproliferation and disarmament, namely the NPT, no longer functions effectively. We regret that once again consensus evaded us in the second preparatory committee last week. Unfortunately, the disagreements among states parties are ever increasing. In the upcoming period, we want the following issues to be given priority. We urge nuclear weapon states to revitalize a much-needed dialogue among them, particularly on nuclear risk reduction measures. I believe that they owe this much to the rest of the international community. Promoting transparency and understanding each other's concerns can help mitigate misinterpretations and miscalculations, build trust among nations, and pave the way for negotiations on subjects we deem crucial to all humanity. Turkey believes that a nuclear commitment from all nuclear weapon states, including non-NPT states with nuclear capabilities, to total nuclear disarmament will help ease the tensions and create a constructive environment to reverse the trends seen in the last years. Relaunching the strategic stability dialogue between the U.S. and Russian Federation and resuming on-site inspections under the New START is needed. Re-engaging in negotiations on new nuclear arms control agreements is also crucial in view of the looming expiration of New START on February 5, 2026. Unless extended, there will be no binding limits between the countries with the largest arsenals for the first time since 1972. Starting negotiations on a comprehensive, non-discriminatory, and verifiable treaty to ban the production of fissile material by taking into account all legitimate security concerns would be an important step forward. The CD must find a solution to start negotiations without further ado. We continue to support the entry into force of the CTBT. We call upon all states that have not yet signed and ratified the treaty to do so unconditionally and without delay, particularly the 9 states whose ratification is required for its entry into force. Pending that, all states should continue to abide by a moratorium on nuclear weapon test explosions and refrain from any action which would be contrary to the provisions of the CTBT. Turkey reaffirms a strong support for the 1995 NPT Review Conference's resolution for the establishment of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction and their delivery means. The path for action set out in the 2010 Action Plan remains the most promising basis on which to proceed. We believe that effective national controls over the export of nuclear materials and technology should also be provided. Mr. Chair, in conclusion, we all know that this body can do what this body can do when there is political will. This conference has no luxury of failing. Therefore, we must think and act concretely. The international community can focus not on differences, but rather on common grounds by identifying concrete and practical building blocks to reach shared goals. We are of the opinion that a combination of both non-legal measures and legal measures to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons is necessary. We would like to once again appeal for hard work and underline the need for full adherence to the principle of multilateralism. Thank you.